Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
All right, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I mean, Mr. Cobb, sorry.
Rick's good. You know, I prefer Rick to doctor. We're not formal people.
Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody call you Dr. Cobb?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do.
Okay, okay.
But not my friends.
Okay, good deal. Just wondering, like, I part of me is, like, talking about doing the doctorate thing, and I wondered if it would be weird. Like, do I say Dr. Barnes or not, you know? But that's a million years from now, so I don't have to worry about it.
Why is it a million years from now?
Because it feels like it's taken tens of thousands of years to get through the master's, and so...
Gotcha.
Okay.
I took 6 years off, well, 5 years off before I started on my doctorate, I guess. But then it took me like 7 years. So, I mean, it's just, it seems like I was in grad school for freaking ever.
Right? Hey, so what'd you write your dissertation on?
I looked at patterns of school district expenditures by school size to see if the size of school district really informed how money was spent on instruction versus administration.
And does it?
And not really, no.
Okay.
And I looked at a couple of other different models and found that school consolidation would really have, or school district consolidation would really have no measurable savings.
All right. Okay. You led a chat right before the vote. It's now well past the vote.
Yeah.
What do you think? Loaded question there.
You know, the poll I did at the end of the chat, and I made it very clear, I was asking not who are you voting for, who do you think is really going to win?
Right.
Huge percentage of people thought Stitt, or that Edmondson was going to beat Stitt.
Right.
So it shows to me that as educators, we kind of live in a bubble. We really think that the way we think and the way we vote is representative of the state as a whole. It's not. And so, you know, it'd be great if it were, but it's... But it's not, and we've probably influenced the vote in the last two election cycles quite a bit. But I don't think, when it comes to the big picture, we're really anywhere close to taking over the governor's mansion.
Right. Unless more of us go in and take over those districts.
Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, Stitt is a blank slate for me. You know, my first, you know, my opinion of him campaigning wasn't good, but I hit the reset button every time the election ends and let myself hope that things would be better than what I'm expecting.
And so when will it be too early for you to call your legislators?
I've already called them.
I love it.
Midtown has 11 different people that represent part of our district. Some of those just touch around the edges. But the four, one senator and three representatives that really encompass the core of Midtown, so probably 80 to 85% of our students, they're all brand new. And I called all of them. I gave them 48 hours.
I like it. Well, and I mean, I think that I think it's got to be that way. I mean, I know that they don't officially start until January, but I mean, they got to know that we're already looking at them and already expecting change, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you have a favorite question of the night or one that informed you the most?
I was most interested in the state superintendent question.
Okay.
Because I guess because I've been asked more of that question by fellow educators than anything else.
Why do you think?
Well, I'm a strong Joy supporter. I think John's a good guy, but I really like the direction that Joy has taken us. And I'm also mindful of the fact that it took her about 2 years to click undo on a lot of really bad stuff that the previous state superintendent had done.
Sure.
You don't just get to come in and wipe all that clear in 1 year or in 1 day. You know, it takes a while. And so, you know, it almost like in some ways it took her administration 2 years to get off the ground because they were just, you know, help with the help of the legislature and against the wishes of the current governor, wiping away so many bad policy measures. And so talking to educators, a lot of them didn't see that. A lot of them didn't see it that way at all. They, you know, I ran into a lot of teachers who just felt like we haven't come far enough in the last 4 years. I think you also have, in our district, the majority of teachers with 0 to 5 years experience, they might not remember the previous state superintendent, as well as those of us who've been, you know, involved with Okla Ed since the beginning of the hashtag do.
Right, and have lived through it.
Yeah, I mean, we were dealing with horrible insults and you know, tongue lashings all the time.
Right. Hey, so real quick, how about the state questions? You know, for the most part, Okla Ed said, heck no. Were you shocked in any of that, or were you pleased with those?
You know, I was not that shocked. And again, it might be as a result of living in my bubble, but pretty much anybody who asked me got the very simple answer. You have to understand, I'm a superintendent of a large school district. If question 801 would help us, I would absolutely be for it. But find me another superintendent, find me any superintendent who was for it. And they'd say, really? And they would give me a chance to explain why it doesn't help us. And so, it's pretty simple to see. If it would have helped us, we would have all been for it. But it doesn't help us. And so, and it still came pretty close to passing. I thought that one would go, I really felt it could go either way. The other one, 800, which sounds like you're creating a rainy day fund, but you're right, really siphoning off, you know, the actual tax itself so that it's not available for, you know, for allocation. That's you know, I believe the rainy day fund should increase, but that's not the way to create more reserves. It was very nebulous what they intended to do with that fund and how it could be tapped into.
Right.
So I was pretty pleased with that. Everything else, I didn't have strong opinions on the other state questions. I was against them all. Marcy's Law passed. I think that was a gut-wrenching vote for people. But everything else failed pretty. And then the Walmart with glasses one.
Yeah.
Really surprised how much money got put into that race. And anytime there's that much money in the race, I'm very leery of people's intentions on both sides with that one. I just, you know, you have people protecting a home turf, and then you have people coming in and trying to change the game for their own benefit. It was never about the patient. It was never about the consumer.
Right. It was about money.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Let me think. Were there any single answers that may have stood out to you? I mean, I thought I think what you said about us living in a bubble, I was going to say singing in a choir is very true. But were there any singular answers that stood out in your opinion? Or do you remember? I know it was a couple of weeks ago now.
Nothing really strikes me. I mean, I think one person on the chat actually said, hey, I'm voting for John Cox. And considering everybody else in the chat was, you know, all joy, 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 I actually clicked like on that person's response because it was the one person with a different answer. Again, I'm solidly pro-joy, but I want, as educators, I want our people to reach their own conclusions.
Right.
It's not like the governor's race where I thought, this one's a no-brainer. I mean, again, Joy's opponent is a very credible and respected educator in Oklahoma, and I think he deserves strong consideration. I just am very happy with the direction Joy's taking things. So for somebody to come on and give a different answer and then back it up and be bold enough to put that answer in there, I respect it. That was probably one thing that stood out. There were a couple of people who still don't know who their state legislators are. And, you know, I find that very frustrating. You need to know who your school board member, your city council member is, who the mayor of the community where you live is. You know, there's not a race too small for you to be paying attention. It's not just the president, the governor, and all of that. You know, there's a lot that matters when it comes to voting. There are a lot of races that matter.
No, you mean there's more than a president?
No.
No, sorry. What did you think about the lieutenant governor question, like letting them be like the vice president and just being on the ticket?
Honestly, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I've voted no. I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. I just don't know what problem they're solving. And if you're going to change the state constitution, the first thing you need to do is convince me that there's a problem to be solved. And they didn't. So, if it had passed, I think I would have just shrugged my shoulders and said, whatever, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me. But, you know, the first test, when whether it's the state constitution or the U.S. constitution or heck, the bylaws for COSA, you know, we're looking at a few changes there. The first thing you have to do is convince me that there's a problem to be solved. And they didn't meet that test. So, I was fine with it going the way it did. That was really one of the hardest races for me to vote for anybody. I don't know a lot about Pinnell. He used to be state GOP chairman. Anastasia Pittman has represented part of this area for a long time, but had also, you know, been a voucher supporter at one point. I don't know where she still stands on that. You know, so it was not a cut and dry vote there. I think Pinnell is saying a lot of the right things. I hope that he's a guy that Governor Stitt will listen to, because it seems like Pinnell is really doing a good job of taking the pulse of Oklahoma educators.
Well, I think we can all pray for that to happen then. Yeah. When are you leading the next chat? What's your next chat about?
Oh, I have no idea.
This is my way of saying it needs to happen again.
Well, it'll probably happen sometime in the spring, I would guess, during the legislative session. You know, right now I don't have a feel for what the legislation, what kind of bills are going to be filed. More than half, I saw a graphic today that Oklahoma Policy Institute put out that more than half of the legislators are either in their first or their second term, that it's almost 2/3.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I know that we've really kind of taken a vote them all out mentality, but are we really comfortable having this little institutional memory in the institution? And
right.
And I'm not. I'm really not. That puts a lot of power in at the desks of the people who have 6 years more experience up there.
Or you're kind of relying on pages to get it right. I mean, you know. Doesn't every freshman legislator get a page for the first year?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I think you're really relying on lobbyists at this point, and they're the ones who, you know, school teachers can't be at the Capitol every day. Their job is to be in the classroom teaching kids.
Right.
We can send people every now and then, but we can't send a contingency every single day. You know, the people that can be there, you know, you have the representatives from COSA and OSSBA, the OEA people, a handful of districts that are large enough to have a release time president for their teachers union. But that's really not a lot of education advocates at the Capitol when you consider all the lobbyists for every other industry out there.
Right. Sorry, go ahead. I cut you off.
I was just going to say it's going to be critical that we get our legislators, our newly elected people, into our schools to meet with our CFOs, to meet with our students, talk to our teachers. You know, up and down the line, there are people who have a different lens to help tell our story and tell it completely.
And so, I mean, is that, do you send out invitations for them to come walk your buildings and come eat lunch with you? I mean, is that something that Middell does or Rick Cobb does?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I want to sit down with them one-on-one, but I like to get some students in the room. I like to get some of our teachers in the room. I like to do a number of different events. The problem is, you know, between the elections and now, we haven't been able to get a full, like, legislative breakfast. And then between now and the holidays, it's going to be hard to schedule something. And then once we get into January, session's starting pretty soon.
Right. All right. Well, we got to try. We got to try. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I know you're a busy guy. It was a great chat. I love when you're involved in these conversations, and I just thank you.
You're very welcome.
They're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.